Prince of June, 1971. Channel 1 over. Miss Bessie's real. I'm setting up for Miss Daisy. This Thursday morning, the 10th of June, 1971. Thursday morning, Channel 1 over. And I'm setting up for Miss Daisy. This Thursday morning, the 10th of June, 1971.
You must have had it already fixed.
I had it fixed for so I wouldn't have to fiddle around. You know.
You and I hate stuff. But being like that, you know, this is mine. That's what it is. It's mine is too so bad.
Yeah, well, he'll find it and it'll. It's, you know, it's around there. He'll find it and it'll be all right.
He's fine. Well, he accused me of stealing his money. It was kind of funny and aggravating, too. He come out and come in there where I was one morning. Must have been about 2 weeks ago now. He said, "You stole my money last night." I said, "I didn't steal your money." He said, "You got it. But I want to tell you one thing. If I kept you fooling around in my room, around my bed, it's going to be rough. It's going to be rough with you." I never wore my mouth. I just walked on away from it. Of course, I didn't want to say nothing to get him in no worse of fee. And I would have. Well, I want to steal him. Well, he had told my granddaughter I'd been stealing his money. And told my daughter I'd been stealing his money. Then he go tell me.
Yeah. A little too strong. Well, he just misplaced it.
Yeah, some piss in there somewhere. Well,
he may know where
it is. He brought it. He kept it. He sat down. He felt it. He'd take it out, and he'd lay it over there, he'd put it in the chair, and he'd go off and leave, but I was out there. Watch what I said to him. I said, "You better put your check up before you put it down somewhere and don't know what you've done with it. And you'll think somebody got it."
Yeah.
But last night, he was sitting there in the house, and he had it, but when he went out of the living room, in his room. He carried it with him. Mm-hmm. And it's back down now. I ain't hoping, honey, it's mine.
You know those bachelor buttons? I haven't seen a bachelor button in a long time.
Me neither.
I had an aunt who had always had bachelor buttons in her garden.
Mm-hmm. But this is the first I've seen in a long time, if that's what it is, and I believe that's what they is. Bachelor buttons.
You know you don't see any hollyhocks now.
No.
Sort of old-fashioned flowers.
Old-fashioned flowers. But they're still pretty if you find them. They're so unusual now. Mm-hmm. You don't see them so much now. Mm-hmm.
Did you have the same kind of... What flowers did you have when you were growing up?
Well, they didn't have... It's been so long, and there were so few. I can't remember nothing but roses much.
But they had roses.
They had roses. They had plenty of roses, but... And they had this thing, what they call chrysanthemums now, but they called them winter pinks then.
Called them what?
Winter pinks that bloom in the winter.
Never heard of that.
Well, now you see these chrysanthemums, they don't bloom in the spring.
No.
They blooms in the fall and winter. So it's the same thing, but it looked like the same thing. I don't know.
Roses were those running roses?
Some of them run and some of them grow just like some grow now. This bunch of roses is just a big bush. And they would be pretty, but they had different colors, you see. They had red ones, and they had pink ones, and then had some real white ones. And some cream color, kind of color, that thing. They was pretty, what they would have were gardens. Oh, no, we didn't have none. The white folks had them. We'd work them home out and pull the weeds out and keep them clean. And look at them when we passed. So when we were working there.
Well, every yard almost has these daylilies and wild glads and azaleas and
I didn't see none of them when I was growing up. Years ago, I know he'd tell of azalea or a daylily. You know, some years later, I seen daylilies, but they wasn't like these. They was another shape.
Uh-huh.
That was the first kind I seen up there where I work at, this old kind.
Mm-hmm.
That was all she had, but I don't think she got but one bunch of them. Now, they got a many color up there now.
The canna lilies used to grow, I see them in the...
And I thought they was pretty. She don't have none of them now.
Well,
and I never could grow none. I never could get out enough bulbs to grow none.
Well, now they grew in Georgia.
Yes. I guess all the kind was growing here now. I guess somebody got them up there. I know folks that travels up there, Georgia and Tennessee and Carolina, and places they come back talking about what beautiful flowers it is up there and how beautiful the woods is up there. I am talking about these woods is just full of these red dogwoods up there. I know when my daughter went to Virginia, she would come back talking about how beautiful it is up there.
But Miss Daisy, when you were growing up, you didn't have flowers like you do now.
No, ma'am. No. I didn't have no flowers. After I come here and I started working up there where I am, then she'd give me a plant or two of this, few of that. Well, that's the way I got my start, from up there. And I planted them. Well, somebody else, they'd give me a piece of something, I'd stick it out. That's the way I got my flowers started. Over there, under that magnolia tree, that's where I started my flower garden. And I had some pretty flowers over there.
I just can't imagine you without flowers, even when you were young.
Well, round where I was, there weren't many flowers. And folks wasn't so free with them.
Oh.
They had them, but they had them for his hair.
And did your family move around a good bit when you were young?
Yeah.
Did your family move around a good bit when you were young?
Oh, yeah, some of them moved right small. And not so often either. They would. Now, where I was born there, well, I don't know how many years my daddy stayed there and just wait for that one man. Well, you see, it didn't do much good to move from where you were, because we were on a farm, and every man, he paid the same farm wages. So there wasn't no need to leave here and leave this where you done sell that and go over there. Now I learned that since I growed up. I used to wonder why my dad stayed in a place so long. Then I finally come to think, well, you're getting the same wages over there, mostly $10 a month. That's what my daddy raised his family, $10 a month. Well, they give him $10 a month and a peck of meal and 3 pounds of meat. That Well, I said, since I was, I said that to give him the meal and meat for him to eat, why is he farming? Why is he what? And the $10 was to feed us. Now, that's what I say. Well, I tell you, you could eat pretty good out of $10 a month then. Why, you could get a big piece of meat like that for $1 or maybe $2. Now the way you fish, way back there, they strung them on something. Somebody said it was bear grass, and somebody said it was palms. But I'd rather believe it was bear grass. Since I grew up, now these palm leaves, they don't wrap in a string like that. But as many fish as there was on that string, you could get them for a quarter. They sold them 25 cents a bunch. Now my daddy, he could take 50 cents and get all we could eat and more. He bought his groceries once a week. He go get this. And next thing he had to do, he'd go to the store and he'd buy his groceries, and he would have the man to put it in a big box like that. But he had to tote it home. He'd put that box on his head and tote it home 4 long miles. Now, folks don't want a total paper sack from my house to yours. Why? They've been so blessed. They got cars. They can ride it. My dad didn't have no car. He didn't have a buggy. He didn't have a wagon. He didn't have nothing but his family. But he took care of them, though. With that $10, he took care of them. My mother, she knowed how to cook. So we all would have enough every time we eat. Okay. Some folks had lots of peach trees. Well, if it come a wind or something like that, the wind would blow lots of them off on the ground when they were ripe. Well, my mother and other women would go pick them up off the ground. Well, then the white lady would give them some. Nine. Once in a while, my mama would make a peach pie. And she'd make sweet potatoes pie. And then they used to make what you call a tater pone. Tater pudding or something. But she had to do all her cooking on a fireplace. She had big ovens, small ovens, but she done all her cooking on a fireplace. She didn't have a stove. There wasn't many stove monks to color for then. Where I was, but they sure could cook some good something to eat on that fireplace. My mama had a great big oven, and he had a top to it. And she wanted to bake her bread, she put some flour under that oven.
Some flour?
Some flour.
Oh, yeah, I see.
Under the oven,
I see.
And she would put that top, that lid on, and build a fire on that. The way she'd do it, my daddy, he'd have oak wood and hickory wood and all kinds of wood. He had tortoise wood. And get that lid hot, and hit with brown and see. Bread so pretty, and it tastes so good when it come out that oven. But yes, I tell them, I think we got along well. One thing I know, it wasn't as much a sickness in the world as it is now. Folks was more healthier then. Now, I don't remember my daddy being sick but one time in my life, in his life. My daddy, he taken sick on Christmas Eve night. He took a cold and he never did get well. He took that cold Christmas Eve night. He died the 26th day of April. Today was my birthday, and my daddy died tomorrow.
Oh.
Oh, he didn't die tomorrow, because my birthday was on the 15th, and he died 26th.
Mm-hmm. But in April.
It was April.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a good daddy.
And he carried that box
that
of groceries
on his head.
Right
up the big road. If somebody was to see somebody coming now with a box like that on his head, I expect they'd think. Ooh.
But four miles is a long way.
Mm-hmm. But he told it. So he told it. And every week, he bought groceries, just making little boxes of candy, about like that. And he had finger sticks in it. That little box was full. He could get that box full of candy for a quarter. Well, that candy was going to last till the next week. My mother would give all of us one stick. Today. Tomorrow we ain't not getting that piece. But the next day she would give us a stick. Oh, and how glad we was to get it.
Had to make it last until then, until you had another box.
Mm-hmm. And you know, I think that was enough. I don't think so much sweets is good for nobody all the time.
Oh, Miss Daisy, that stick candy was good.
It was good.
I like it now.
I like it too. See, I seen somebody with a little frog one Christmas. And I thought it was this.
And he'd walk down the middle of the big road. Or he'd walk down the big road.
Sometimes. Oh, he's ready. So he's ready.
Miss
Daisy just been
good
to.
She just been telling me about her daddy.
Uh huh. Did he have good things to eat?
Yes, it was
good to us. You had plenty of sweetening, Miss Daisy.
Huh? He didn't have much sweets.
You had plenty of sweetening.
Oh, yeah.
Syrup.
Yes, we eat.
Syrup.
What?
Syrup.
No.
You didn't have cane syrup?
Yeah. But my daddy didn't grow none. He'd buy by the gallon.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know what he paid for his syrup, but he didn't pay much for it.
You had it on the table all the time.
That's right. Well, some of the children liked it. And he liked it. My mother liked syrup. I like syrup sometimes. Some of them could eat it every meal.
Every meal?
Every one and tween times if they got a chance.
Yeah.
Now, see, I like my syrup. Now, if I had biscuits and plenty of butter, I like it. I like a little syrup to go along with biscuits, you see. But other than that, I didn't want syrup. I like syrup sweetened water sometimes. That's the way I eat the most of my syrup.
How was that, Miss Daisy?
Me?
Syrup.
Sweetened water. Pour some water in the glass and pour me some syrup and then stir it up until it got sweet.
Did you drink it?
Then I drink it. Now, some folks, they like crackling bread and syrup. But if I'm going to eat crackling bread, if I'm going to have anything with it, I want milk.
Yeah.
That's the difference in your taste, you see.
Yeah, you can almost eat crackling bread like cake anyhow, can't you?
Yes, sir. I could. It was...
I get so hungry for crackling bread.
That's right.
Guy, she was telling me about her daddy having a box of groceries on his head.
Miss Daisy, you had honeysuckle on the fence, didn't you?
Well, nothing on our fence. Part of the time we didn't have no fence. Now the honeysuckle vines, they grown to pass the fence. But we didn't have a fence around our yard. You see, they had big pastures. They stopped, never run out. I never see it stop running out until I come here. No, sir. They had a big pastures farm. They had their farms fenced. When they gathered their corn and everything, they turned their hogs and their cows in there. Let them eat up they waste. All right. And before he get ready to kill, he had a big fattening pen. He take them hogs out that field and put them in a pen and feed them.
Sure.
Till he got ready to kill them.
Sure.
But we didn't have no fence around our yard. He'd plant corn, peanuts, and they plant big potato patches, sweet potato patches, them holes, and cause they'd have all that to clean up.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Or they turn the hogs into sweet potatoes.
After they gather?
Yeah.
After
they get
all they could get out of them, they turn the hog in there and see what is he going to get. And he'd get plenty of them.
You didn't have to mow your grass.
Mow your grass? No. You wouldn't know. I didn't have no lawn mow.
You just sort of raked your grass.
Just raking.
Raking and sweeping.
The grass didn't grow so in your yard then. Because I always kept my yard clean. I didn't until now. Then more stuff around there. We keep our yard clean.
Yeah.
Well, the boss man would see that his was clean, and you see that ours was clean. Wasn't many snakes there, neither.
No.
Well, I was afraid that you didn't hardly see a snake. I never see so many snakes in my life till I come in. I seen more snakes in one day since I've been here, and I see it up there in a year.
Didn't you used to have some of those little rat snakes in the cribs?
They might have had, and I tell you what, some of the farmers did have king snakes in there, in the crib. They might have had rat snakes too, but they'd have king snakes in there.
Mm-hmm. They'd get some ice.
Yeah. Oh, some of the biggest kind.
Were the pet snakes?
But don't you bother them. If you don't want to get in trouble, don't bother with them snakes.
Oh, they get after you?
The richest ones like that, too. Don't you kill no king snake on their place. Nowhere on their place. Do they don't need you to work?
Why, Miss Daisy?
Uh-uh. Don't bother no king snake.
When I up there in the crib, did the king snake? Would the king snake get after you?
They didn't bother. They didn't bother snake. And snake didn't bother them. They go in there to get corn or whatever they needed to feed the stock, but they didn't bother. Well, you see, that was the law, the boss man's law. Another thing about it, if you were scared of snakes, he didn't want you in there.
Yeah.
And you didn't have to go in there where they was at. You could do other things while somebody that wasn't scared of snakes go in there and get the feed for the stocks.
Yeah.
I said, thought about you being scared of him. If you go in there, he might kill him.
Yeah.
So on, he will let you go.
Now they had a big vegetable garden. Seemed like I could remember. Miss Daisy, they always had a row of rose bushes and things like that in the vegetable garden.
A row of what?
Rose bushes and things like that.
Yeah, and some of them had a row clean across the garden, back next to the fence, like where the bush would have a place to rest on.
Yeah.
Some of them. I've seen that's like the corner of the fence. They put a rose bush there. And they used to plant lots of sunflowers. They plant sunflowers in the garden. On the back. The vegetables was in between here and the beauty was on the back.
Yeah. What did they plant the sunflowers for?
Well, they mostly plant them for chickens.
Yes, yes.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, they could just cut off a head.
And throw it in the chicken yard. And the chickens are clean.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And in the meantime, it'd be pretty.
They was pretty. Is we gonna get a rain this evening?
Yeah.
Hmm?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I have to ask Miss Bessie, she has good ideas. I can't tell till it rains, but she has pretty good notions ahead of time.
Who's that?
Miss Bessie.
Well, I don't know when it's going to rain. When I know it's going to rain, it's raining. Because I've seen it looking so cloudy, and I'm just sure it's going to rain. First thing I know, it's going to come a little wind and blow all the cloud somewhere there.
Yes.
so I don't know when it's going to rain.
Them little flowers don't sicken.
Mm-mm. But I think somebody back up this way got a plenty of rain yesterday evening and last night.
Yeah.
I know 11 o'clock, it was just lightning. You couldn't hear thunder, but it was lightning back that way.
At 11 o'clock?
Oh, it was after 11 o'clock.
Where was you then?
In my bedroom.
You see out that way?
I can see out my window. I wasn't out. Nowhere.
Who is Susanna? I don't know any of your friends over on that side, Miss.
Come on, Susanna. Susanna Green. All I know, she's some relation to Hubbard.
Oh.
To Hubbard Hale.
Yeah.
I don't know whether it's his cousin or... No. Susanna's Hubbard's aunt. That's his father's sister. But I never knowed his father. I didn't know him.
Susanna, she out working the field?
Yes, sir. She working the field. Not much. She most working house.
Yeah.
She liked it to cook and do housework. And she always had a chance to do it, mostly.
Yeah. Now, did she come down here?
Over here?
Did she come down here from Georgia?
Uh-uh. This is her home.
Oh,
I don't think I ever saw Susanna to know who she was.
She looks like, she acts like she was always right jolly.
Susanna, she was. She was.
I used to see her come down to that store.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd just talk a blue streak. I couldn't understand what she was
saying. Yes, sir, she can talk with plenty. Lots of it ain't a bit of sense in it.
Isn't
that right? Nothing, honey.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
She just
good-natured. She's kind of pitiful, but as I say, when she was walking, she walked a plenty.
Yeah.
So she can't walk for now, but she done walked.
You know, I thought, every now and then I think about it, Miss Ada, this pretty weather, you know, everybody in this whole country.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of weather, you see. They'd get out first thing, you know, and have them big old straw hats.
Mm-hmm.
Light out to the field.
You needed them, too. Yes. You needed something to kind of shade you.
And there they had something to do all day long.
Mm-hmm. All day long.
Yes, sir.
The folks now, they moist them. You don't have nothing.
Now they get in the car and ride up to Gainesville.
Oh, yes.
And hope they can get back in that same car.
Oh, yeah. You don't have to walk over there now.
But it's right here. You just think about the whole country. See, you didn't have to go anywhere then, Miss Daisy.
Mm-hmm.
Amy, Is that Amy Walker who lived down here?
Mm-hmm.
Did she ever work out?
Oh, yeah, Amy worked out all the time. That's all the kind of work I ever know Amy to do. Field work. Amy said that she didn't have enough room to work in the house. When she get out in the field, she had all the room she needed. Now, I worked with Amy a lot. Amy was, she was all right in her way.
Y'all get out there and...
But one thing about Amy, she didn't talk so much.
Oh, she didn't?
Mm-mm. She didn't talk so much. She talked enough, but, you know, she didn't just talk all the time. That's great. She was Amy Rather sing.
Out in the field?
Mm-hmm. She rather sing. I seen that woman what stayed with Amy. Let me see. Must have been about 3 weeks ago. She has fell off so and so thin. I didn't. She don't look like the same woman.
Yeah.
You know, she used to be just as fat. And, she ain't fat now.
Now, who was that living with Amy there for?
You know, she
Brown.
Huh?
Who was that man that lived down there with her?
You're talking about Will Brown.
Will Brown. Well, now, how did he get in there, Miss Daisy?
Well, I guess Amy got him in there somewhere, you know. Well, I know.
Is it her house?
Now, you see, Amy and Will, they was together a long time. You see, Will left his family and went there to take care of Jess's family. Still, he wasn't interested in nobody but Amy. His family, it used to be a house, lived over here, just a house over there, just below where Son Smith House is, in that grove. You remember that old house?
Mm-hmm. No, that was gone before I got here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's where Will Brown and his wife lived. So, he met these Walkers somewhere in some time. Well, him and Miss Walker, I guess, made friends. But they were no friend to Jesse. That was Amy's husband.
Yeah.
No friend to him. So Jesse suffered and died. It wasn't so long before Amy died. She suffered too.
Yeah.
They took off one leg, just like they did this one. After a while, they had to take off the other one. So when she died, she didn't have none left. But I think Will died right behind, shortly after Jesse died. I think Amy was the last one to die. The last one of them.
Well, now, Will lived a long time after I come.
After you come here.
But I never...
Boy, they wasn't none of them sick. I don't imagine when you come in.
No, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesse had gone.
Hmm?
I never saw Jesse.
You never seen him at all? He used to have some cows. Jesse had cows.
Yeah.
While he lived in a little place over there.
Well, and where did they get that nice house that they lived in there?
Who? Amy and them? Well, her and Will and her children had it put there.
Oh, did they?
You see, it was an old house there they were living in. But as years passed and they got out a little money, well, they put it to a good use. They fixed up their house.
Oh, they built it?
Mm-hmm. You know, that's an old house. But they made a new one now.
They rebuilt the old one.
That's right. Just remodeled the old house.
Yeah.
Lived right in it whilst they was working on it.
How about that?
They didn't move. Well, now, Amy, that other little house, you see, Amy bought that house and had it put there to tell me for Francis.
Yeah.
To live in. Cause she wanted her son Jesse, if he wanted it, after her death, to live in the home house. She wanted him to have it. And then Francis lived in the little house. But somehow or another, Jesse didn't want it. He'd rather be where he is in his own house. Whilst I don't know where it's his wife's house or if they bought it or what he's doing, but he got a house in Micanopy. That's where he stayed, in Micanopy. Well, I don't blame him. He's getting along all right where he is. Well, to move out there, it made no difference if his mother did give it to him. Well, there's Francis right there. And she wanted it. But Amy wouldn't give it to her. Well, if Jesse had a mood in, she'd have been always picking at him or having something to say because he don't like his wife. Yeah, she finally told him. He could live in the house, but she didn't want that woman he had in there. Well, he wants the woman better than he wants your house. And we already got a house. So me and the woman still don't know he in our house. I don't blame him for that.
You mean that little Francis laid it out to
She told me that Amy told her she wanted son to have that house, but she didn't want the woman he got in the house.
Oh, that's Amy didn't want it.
That's what Francis said, but nobody never heard it till Amy was dead and buried, you see. All they ever heard, that was son's house. After the death of Amy.
Yeah.
If he wanted it, I want him to have it. But no if about nothing, because Amy knowed he had this woman long time before she died.
Yeah.
And she ought to have sent us to know he wasn't going to come over here and leave her over there.
Yeah.
So Francis got two houses. The one Amy bought for and the home house.
She lives in the home house. She lives in that home house.
Oh, yeah, she lives in the home house. Nobody in the other house. Ain't nobody going to live in it. Ain't nobody going to live in that house Amy bought for Huh? For Francis?
You reckon?
Ain't nobody gonna get that close to Francis. You see, everybody knows her. And ain't nobody gonna fool with her. Of course, you know she's, she thinks what she says just it. She ain't ever made a mistake. Whatever she said, do, she think you got to do it.
Yeah.
Well, some folks ain't gotta do it.
Yeah.
There's some folks, the Moses folk got better sense than to move in that house. Ain't nobody in there, yeah. Been there for years. Ain't nobody in there, in it, yeah.
That's right. It's been there several years.
Mm-hmm.
I keep thinking somebody will
come finally go in it. I don't think about nobody going in, Mr. Maha. I don't give it a thought.
Well, Amy, Francis looks so, she's just a little spindly thing, you know, it looks like she just blow with the wind.
Mm-hmm. You see, after Amy died, and then this woman, what Amy kept all the time, well, she's still there, you see. With Francis.
Yeah.
That's her home, long as she lived by Amy's orders.
Yeah.
That's what she did. But I don't know.
Well,
I don't know what kind of treatment she gets there. I don't know nothing about that. But I don't believe it's so good.
Where did Amy get her raising?
Mm-hmm.
Who raised Francis?
Who raised Francis? Amy. You see, Francis' mother died when she was a baby. Right after birth. Well, then, Amy being her grandmother, Amy took her. She wanted her. So Amy raised her up until now. Until she died. Well, when Amy died, Frances was able to take care of herself. You see, her dad and all her relatives is in Clearwater. But some of them comes up about every week to see about her.
Oh, do they?
Hmm?
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Her dad and her sister and her brothers and all, they in Clearwater.
She's,
But they don't forget about her. They come every week, some of them come to see about her.
Well, now, she worked there for a long time, Mr.
Huh?
She worked for a long time.
Wait, Francis, till Amy died.
Yeah.
She worked till Amy died. Well, somebody had to be there to the house with Evelyn. That's the woman that stayed there. She can't see so well, and she can't take care of herself so well. So after Amy died, then Francis had about quit work before Amy died, because Amy wasn't able to take care of her. So after Amy died, she just don't try to work no more. She said that was Evelyn's home. As long as Evelyn lived, and as long as I live, say, Mama said so. As long as Evelyn lives, this is her home. Well, she ain't no expenses much, but to wait on, you see, she's on welfare. They claim she don't have a good mind. So Amy, she took care of the check while she lived. So after she died, the check is in Francis' care. They do what they please with it. Wow. Evelyn means more to them to stay there and it do herself. Because she really don't need much. And if she needs it, she ain't going to get it. Ain't getting nothing of what they want her to have.
Well, does this boy make a living for her?
Talking about her husband? Yes, sir. Yes, sir, he makes a living for her. He worked all the time until, now he cooks somewhere, resting somewhere up there. Well, now he worked every day until they close up for vacation. I think they close sometime in the summer and open back up sometime in September, a month, 3 or 4 weeks. Well, then he's off. Then he fish. He go fishing. But when they come back, he goes on back to his job.
And he works steady.
Yes, sir. He works.
Well, now, you used to talk to Amy.
With Amy? Yes, sir.
Well, now, you never talked to this girl.
I'm not fool with Francis at all. I used to go over there to see Amy, just go visit her, and we would talk. She used to come to see me. Before she got where she couldn't walk and couldn't travel. But I don't fool with Francis.
What is it about Francis, Miss Daisy?
Well, nothing special. But I just don't.
Oh, she got her mind made up.
Who? Francis? Yes, she got her mind made up. Well, that mind made up.
And she don't let you, she don't go along with you on anything.
Mm-mm.
She straighten you out?
She stays at her house. Take care of her family. I stay in mine. Take care of my family.
But if you talk to her, she'll straighten you out.
Oh, yes, if I talk to her. She talks just as nice to me. When she's passed out sometimes, she stops out there in the road. Me and her have a little short visit in the road. Go on.
You mean that's as close as you can get, this in the road?
That's about as close as we get.
But she's right. She's right about everything.
Yes, ma'am. She ain't never made a mistake.
Can I take a message? She's so friendly, you know, Francis.
Mm-hmm.
You go around there, at least she waves, you know.
Mm-hmm. Friendly.
It's kind of hard to work with the younger generation, Miss Daisy. They got different ideas.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Well, now, how does she work along with her daughter, granddaughter? Elizabeth, how does she and Elizabeth? They about the same age?
Talking about Francis?
Uh-huh.
Ooh, no. Francis, he old Elizabeth.
Oh, is
he?
Oh, yes, I guess he is. So she don't see much of Elizabeth?
No. No, none of us see much of Elizabeth. I ain't seen Elizabeth this week.
I haven't seen a car down there.
It ain't been there.
She's busy too.
She worried. And she now hoping what she go home. Time she cook or do whatever she gonna do there. But then she don't have time to visit. She says she don't like to visit so much. So she got a house. She thinks she'll stay home. She get to food with them children, so then she'll home. But this week, I think she's
mostly, right. She got enough to do at home,
hasn't she? That's right. Mostly, when she ain't working, she in the hospital.
Now, this is the end of Channel 1 Over and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy. This Thursday morning, the 10th of June, 1971. This is the end of Channel 1 Over and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy. This Thursday morning, the 10th of June, 1971. This is the end of Channel 1 Over and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy. This Thursday morning, 10th of June, 1971. This is the end of Channel 1 Over and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy. This Thursday morning, the 10th of June, 1971. The rainy season has just set in, but we haven't had much rain. Channel 1 Over. The end of Channel 1 Over and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy. This Thursday morning, the 10th of June, 1971.